Jared, how are you?
Hey, Tony. Doing well.
Interesting article I received via email from the Mackinac Center, which contains, as written, and I agree with it, eye-popping findings. Less than 0.001% of tenured teachers fired over the past 5 years. Tell me about this story.
Yeah, well, we sent FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, out to every school district, just asking them. And it's not even actually the teachers that they've removed, but any teachers they've pursued charges against that were tenure teachers that they basically wanted to remove. Almost all of these were cases where it was some type of criminal activity in the school. So this was for over the past 5 years, and there were total in Michigan, there was 156 total cases, which works out to be less than 0.001% of all tenure teachers in Michigan.
What's that tell you?
Well, it tells me that it's very difficult to remove tenured teachers. And I'd like to, you know, say I'm not saying, you know, all the superintendents in this state are terrible at their job or anything like that. Frankly, talking to the superintendents, they would tell me on and off the record, it's just very, very difficult to remove a teacher. And every time they want to remove a tenured teacher, they have to evaluate, do we want to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars taken away from our kids to get rid of this person, or is it not worth that cost? And they have to evaluate that every time they want to remove a tenured teacher.
Well, Jarrett, when I talk to folks from the MEA and the American Federation of Teachers, they guarantee me that it isn't hard to get rid of a bad teacher. All the administrators have to do is go about their due diligence and be good administrators, and it can be done.
I'm sure it can be done, but unless you're saying that, you know, all these superintendents, either you're saying that every teacher, almost every tenured teacher is, you know, just a great teacher that is constantly doing the job that they can, or that almost every superintendent in this state is incompetent. But, you know, I would say most people would disagree with that.
Well, as you write, the Michigan legislature has recently passed a series of bills that limit teacher to tenure and seniority rules. So I imagine it'll be easier for administrators to try and deal with these challenges.
Yeah, and that's really the next step here. They've extended the probationary period for teachers from 4 years to five, and basically if teachers are rated ineffective a couple of years in a row, they lose their tenure status, which would make them, you know, easier to fire. The point now is that superintendents and school boards have to be willing, you know, to do this. They can't, you know, kind of cruise by, and that's the importance of taxpayers really staying on these people. And, you know, again, these aren't the cases that we did talk about where tenure teachers were removed. These weren't, you know, he doesn't like the teacher, or even that they were a bad teacher. It was they did something illegal. Almost every case that we talked to and that I record in the article, you know, teachers that were kissing students, doing drugs in the school, sexual misconduct, you know, things like that. So these weren't just, you know, these flim-flam things that were removing teachers. It was something that was actually illegal.
You write that one administrator said that the biggest concern is teacher tenure, the commission, the tenure commission, in which case there have been documented cases with excellent documentation that a teacher should be fired, but the tenure commission did not remove the teacher. Who makes up the tenure commission?
Yeah, the tenure commission is really the last resort after you go through all the legal system and the countless appeals and everything. And the tenure commission is made up of people selected by the governor. Right now, Governor Granholm had selected most of the majority of the people that are on the commission. What these new bills actually do is make it so that you can remove a teacher well before you get to the actual commission, because, you know, over the past 6, 7, 8 years here, they haven't taken a lot of cases. I mean, only 15 cases 2 years ago, which was the newest that we had the numbers on, and they really take only 20 to 40 cases a year out of, you know, hundreds of teachers that could potentially be brought through these hearings. So the new bills kind of make the tenure commission, honestly, a little bit less effective, because you'd think that if these teachers would be rated ineffective or on a variety of measures, they wouldn't actually make it all the way to the tenure commission before being removed.
This article can be found at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy's website, also the Michigan Capital Confidential. Just look up Jarrett Skroup. Thanks so much, Jarrett.
All right, thank you.